In a ceremony at the Vatican today, Pope Benedict XVI elevated 15 new cardinals. They join the exclusive group that advises the Pope and will one day elect his successor. The new princes of the Church, as they're sometimes called, are mostly from Europe and the United States, that despite the enormous growth of the Catholic Church in Latin America and Africa. Here's NPR Silvio Pajoli in Rome.
St. Peter's Square was the scene of one of the signature ceremonies of the Catholic Church. It was a sea of red, purple, white, and black vestments. Addressing the prelates and guests, Benedict explained the event known as a consistory.
Il consistorio ordinario pubblico è un avvenimento.
Its ancient roots, he said, its historical development, and its composition today make it truly a kind of senate.
Senores, qui in vobis sunt ob secro.
Each new cardinal took the oath and received the red hat that symbolizes the dignity of the office as well as his willingness to act with fortitude, even to the point of spilling his own blood and sacrificing his life for the sake of the Church. This is Benedict's first opportunity to put his stamp on the College of Cardinals, and today's appointments offer insight into the agenda and direction of this young papacy. There are two Americans, two Italians, three Asians, four Europeans, and one Latin American. One of the most striking choices is that of Hong Kong's Joseph Zen Zikun, an outspoken supporter of democracy and a critic of China's restrictive policies on religion. John Allen, Vatican correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter, says this appointment is a sign that Benedict will not be shackled by political correctness.
You know, one of the Vatican's top diplomatic priorities right now is to try to achieve full diplomatic relations with the Chinese in order to protect the 13 million Catholics who are in China. And if there's one thing that Benedict could have done to make the Chinese mad, it is to make a cardinal out of the leading thorn in their side, who is precisely Bishop Zen, and yet he did it anyway.
The two Americans are the former Archbishop of San Francisco, William Levada, and Sean Patrick O'Malley of Boston. This brings the number of American cardinals to 15, making it the second largest bloc after the Italians, and bigger than those of the three largest Catholic countries, Brazil, Mexico, and the Philippines combined. John Allen says that geopolitical logic would have ruled out appointing two Americans in one consistory.
And he was not going to be cowed by this kind of realpolitik. And so I think in that sense, what we're learning about this pope is that this is a pope who was going to make his decisions based upon the character of the person under consideration and on the tradition of the Church, much more so than diplomacy and what political correctness would suggest.
Ever since he was elected pope last April, Benedict has made clear that he would focus on the Catholic Church in Europe, where church attendance has plummeted and where the pope sees mounting secularism as the major challenge. But Vatican analyst Sandro Magister says Benedict is also keenly interested in the American Catholic Church. In coming months, 30 new bishops' appointments are expected in the U.S. Catholic Church.
And from his choices, we will understand the direction in which he will steer the American Catholic Church, a new direction likely to focus more intensely on doctrine and defense of the strongholds being challenged by modernity, the family, the unborn, the terminally ill. It will be a restoration to demonstrate that the Church's duty is to be faithful to its origins.
Magister says that faced with the church decline in the West, Benedict has singled out what he sees as two vital religious islands, Italy and the United States, that could indicate the path to take to revitalize Catholicism throughout the Western world. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.